This is CHSAA Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
Here we go, fourth and final quarter of the boys 5A state championship basketball game from the Denver Coliseum. I'm Reno Notaro along with Doug Ottewell. Eagle Crest 33, George Washington 32. Forsberg off the pass from Ross, swings it on the reversal. Now they'll try and work it down low. Drive and a spin by Walton, layup for two.
That's a great job of using the basket.
And quickly, George Washington up the court trying to beat that press. Fugit with the drive, a little bit out of control, and they're going to say offensive foul? Yes, they
that's
are.
That's a charge.
Fugit was out of control on that. 35-32, Eagle Crest leading George Washington with 7:32 to go in the fourth quarter.
George Washington takes a timeout. That's a
timeout, George Washington. Excellent timeout because that was...
As close as this game's been, you can't minimize the three-point lead. I mean,
no.
3 points can change the complexity of how both teams play all of a sudden.
Without question at all. 35-32, Eagle Crest leading George Washington with 7:32 remaining in the basketball game. I want to tell you about Sportique Scooters. March 24th and 25th is spring cleaning at Sportique Scooters. A one-time only sale, up to 40% off certain models. SportiqueScooters.com on South Broadway in Boulder in Colorado Springs. That's SportiqueScooters.com. Find the store nearest to you. And here we go, Eagle Crest basketball. George Washington picking up full court. They're looking to trap. Eagle Crest ball. Victor Garnes walks it up. Now George Washington backs off. Garnes pushes it left, hands it off to Forsberg, and Forsberg runs over Green, but that's going to be a blocking foul on Gervais Green.
Again with the great Gervais sportsmanship, two Eagle Crest players went to pick up Gervais Green. And you know what? This is a game that's very intense, very physical, so you love to see that.
But Garnes drives, spins through, blocking foul, count the bucket on the layup.
I'll tell you what, Reno, I would not want to be an official in this game because practically every possession, there's a block charge call, and there are bang-bang plays because these kids are so quick and so athletic, guys sacrificing their body on practically every trip down the floor.
Garnes crossed over, split a double team, went to the hole, drew the foul, count the bucket, and now he'll try and complete the three-point play. Such an athletic and skillful move at the same time. And he's an 85% foul shooter on the season. 37-32 the score. Make it 38-32. And Garnes 3-for-3 from the foul line. 7:10 to go, and Eagle Crest continues in the zone defense. Green in the corner. 38-32, 7:05 to go. Diallo mugged at the foul line. They'll kick it back out high. Left corner, Green tries to drive. He's cut off. They don't have an answer. Somebody's got to drive and get through these gaps, and there goes Fugit. He turns it over. Two-on-one break. Drive to the hole is up and no good by Garnes. A follow for two.
And Eagle Crest is broken and open here.
Ozor follows, and there's almost a turnover by George Washington. It's 40-32, the largest lead by either team of the game. Another turnover. Ross up the court, layup for two. Garnes with the deuce. Timeout, George Washington. Eagle Crest zone has completely disheveled George Washington in the second half. And Eagle Crest now leads by 10, 42-32 with 6:26 remaining. We'll take a timeout and we will be back. It's Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in Colorado so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the Colorado High School Activities Association and the Colorado Athletic Directors Association.
This is CHSAA Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
6 minutes, 26 seconds remaining in the boys 5A state championship basketball game from the Denver Coliseum. I'm Reno Notaro. Doug Ottewell to my side. Casey Light also with us. 42-32, Eagle Crest Raptors leading the George Washington Patriots. And, Doug, it's been the zone of Eagle Crest and George's lack of an answer.
You're exactly right. And you called it at halftime. You said, look, neither one of these teams is shooting well. Somebody's going to pack it in eventually, and that's exactly what Eagle Crest has done. And it's worked.
Spear inside to Pierce on the block. And now a skip pass over to the right wing. George Washington working it around the perimeter, nearly thrown away. Spear tips it, and there's a steal by Eagle Crest off to the races. Two-on-one break. Walton to the hole. Great block. Gervais Green recovering on defense and blocking it out of bounds. Eagle Crest will keep possession.
And a fantastic job of not fouling there, too.
No doubt. 6:02 remaining, and there's Ross Wright. He'll pull it out in midcourt and start the offense.
Here with a 10-point lead, that's exactly when you love having a player like Colby
Walton,
Ross.
Three-pointer up off the front of the iron, no good. Ball batted around, and the rebound comes down to George Washington, and looks like we have an injured player as Ozor hit his head. And that's going to stop the clock with 5:47 to go in the fourth quarter, and hopefully he's all right. He's grimacing on the ground, and it's a nice gesture by Green. Goes over and taps him on the elbow. We're going to take a break while they tend to Ozor, and we will come back. 5:47 to go in the fourth quarter. He's conscious. He's talking to the trainer and knocked his head. But
it was a loud. It was a loud hit. That's for sure.
Yeah, hitting your head is nothing to take lightly. All right, we'll take a time. We'll take a quick break, and we will be back. 42-32, the score. And actually, we're going to keep it right here as he hops back up.
Tough kid.
5:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Well, there is a timeout on the force. No, there's not. George Washington is coming out. Eagle Crest is in a huddle, and now they all break. All right, we are set to go. And now we've got Bokel back into the basketball game for Ozor. We're underway, George Washington basketball. Eagle Crest with a 42-32 lead, and Eagle Crest staying in their zone defense. Spear on the left wing after the bounce pass. Set shot up and good.
Huge shot. Somebody had to make one for George Washington, and that's not a guy you'd expect. But
Shaheem,
he stepped up and nailed it.
Shaheem Spear drills the triple, 42-35 with 5:25 to go. Eagle Crest basketball. Bokel top of the key in some trouble. He doesn't want the basketball. Out to Ross. Ross working one-on-one, drives, in some trouble. Gets it to his man, Walton. Walton not afraid to take the shot. Back to Ross. 5:10 on the clock, fourth quarter. Ross pushes it right. Hands it back off to Garnes. Now Garnes in some trouble. Double team. Finds Bokel. Goes through his legs. And Spear is knocked down. He might get a little Academy Award for that.
He definitely got a little contact, but he might have sold it.
Yeah, he sold it.
He sold it.
I'd hire him for sales. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and it is George Washington possession, and maybe we have a little momentum swing going. Spear on the left wing again.
He thought about it.
He did. Spear's feeling it. Fugit works around the pick up high. Now right wing. His brother takes the three. That's going to be short. Long rebound saved by Fugit to Spear. Layup no good, but he's fouled. Great hustle by Jonnell Fugit.
And it's where I love having a player like Spear on my team, because when the game's on the line, at the end of the day, this kid is just a competitor. He's an athlete. He's not the most fluid basketball player you'll ever see, but he's everywhere where the ball is.
Spear, a 66% foul shooter on the season. His first shot is up and good. 4:42 remaining in the fourth quarter. Boys 5A state championship from the Denver Coliseum. Reno Notaro and Doug Ottewell with you. Eagle Crest leading 42-36. Second foul shot from Spear, also good, 42-37. And back into the basketball game, Ikenna Ozor, as Nate Bokel will take a seat. George Washington picking up full court man defense. Colby Ross walking it up, gets it into the forecourt to Forsberg. Back to Ross, who starts the offense. 4 minutes, 30 seconds remaining in the game. High left wing, Garnes, pressured by Fugit. Garnes again, over to Ozor. They'll work it around. Now right corner, Walton skips the pass, nearly stolen by Green, and Ross just holding on to the basketball. There's a reach by Green, and that's going to be a foul. There you called it, Doug. Colby Ross looks for the contact, and he baited Green that time.
Absolutely. I mean, Ross is a master of creating space between the backside of his body and the front side of the body. I mean, guys are constantly running into him some way or some fashion, and he's drawing fouls.
Ross,
this is what he does.
85% foul shooter, first one up and good. He shot 186 foul shots this year. You know what? He's comfortable wherever he's shooting the ball from. He could be sitting next to us.
It's true.
Second foul shot, perfect.
But he does have a special place in his heart for that foul line.
Colby Ross drains them both. Fugit on the drive baseline. He's cut off. 44-37. Eagle Crest leading George Washington. There's a reversal. Left wing three-pointer up. Calvin Fugit, no good. Rebound comes down to Ross, and they're going to whistle. It looks like Pierce will have the foul called on him. And now we're in the one-and-one.
And that's an impressive rebound. I mean, Colby Ross went up basically right in front of Trey Pierce, who's got about a good 8 inches on him, and he just took it.
4 minutes, 2 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Colby Ross to the line for two. His first is up and good. Actually, 1-1, but he's not going to miss. The only better foul shooter I've seen in this state was Matt Clark from Poudre, and I think he was about a 92% foul shooter his senior year. Ross is second, up and good. Hit them both. 46-37, a 9-point Eagle Crest lead. 4 minutes remaining in the 5A final. Fugit drives. That ball is knocked away, and Green pulls it back out as he gets the rebound. Now Calvin Fugit drives, dishes to Pierce. Pierce can't hold on to the basketball. Scramble for the ball. Everybody on the floor, and now we're going to say timeout.
Eagle Crest got a timeout.
30-second timeout. I always wonder what the ruling is on those.
Yeah, you know,
balls on the floor. Somebody calls timeout.
Well, again, you hate to. This is where I would not want to be in a ref. You're in an arena that's going crazy, and there's probably six people calling timeout. You don't know who it is, and you can't really see if possession's obtained. But nonetheless, Eagle Crest comes out of there with possession and a timeout.
Eagle Crest leading 46-37 over George Washington with 3:46 remaining. One more foul for Eagle Crest puts George Washington in the 1-1. And George Washington has 8 fouls, so 2 more, and Eagle Crest will be in the double bonus.
I got to get the ball in Gervais Green's hands and tell him to get to the basket because they need that foul to get to the bonus because that's going to make a world of difference. If they're not in the bonus, it's a matter of clock.
Forsberg on the inbound, stolen away by Fugit, but it's knocked off the foot of Green and out of bounds back to Eagle Crest.
Eagle Crest dodged the bullet right there.
Calvin Fugit on the ball, Forsberg, and quick inbound and a foul by Pierce. And
I think that's not a bad foul, though.
Immediately fouling Josh Walton, who will go to the line and shoot the 1-1.
Third, team ninth. At the line for the Raptors, number 10, Josh Walton, shooting 1-1.
1-1 for Walton, a 61% foul shooter on the season. Front end is up and good. 47-37, Eagle Crest leading George Washington. 3:42 remaining in the 5A championship. Second foul shot up and no good. Patriots basketball into the forecourt. Calvin Fugit to John L. John L. on the dribble behind the back. Now spins over to Calvin to the right elbow. A lot of dribbling. Too much dribbling. Jump stop. Runner. Good. Calvin Fugit with the deuce. 47-39. Eagle Crest leading George Washington. 3:20 remaining. Victor Garns showing off his dribbling skills. Hands it to Forsberg, who's going to get into the offense, to Ross. Ross out high. Looking for that contact. Ross dribbles left, nearly carries the basketball. Forsberg has it now. 3 minutes remaining. Garns They're working it around. Eagle Crest, excellent ball movement, and George Washington does not get the foul. Eagle Crest with another timeout. We'll join him with a timeout on the floor. 2:56 remaining in the 5A state championship. Eagle Crest 47, George Washington 39. This is Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Colorado. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Colorado High School Activities Association and the Colorado Athletic Directors Association.
KEPN Lakewood, Denver.
KKFN HD2 Longmont, Denver.
A Bonneville station.
ESPN Denver 1600.
Streaming live at ESPNDenver.com. This is CHSAA Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
Eagle Crest on the inbound, and a traveling violation on Ross gives possession back to George Washington. Patriots basketball, there's a drive by Calvin over to Spear for two. And there it is, attacking the zone. Now Eagle Crest with the counter. Ross up to Forsberg, back out high to Garns. 47-41, Eagle Crest leading George Washington. And George Washington getting very aggressive. Garns to the hole, layup, no good, but he's fouled. And Garns will shoot two. 2:29 remaining in the 5A state championship. Eagle Crest 47, George Washington 41. And George Washington isn't fouling intentionally, but they're playing a very aggressive trapping defense. Either get the turnover or put them on the line. And there's an uncharacteristic foul shot missed by Victor Garns, who came in shooting 85%. He misses the first in the double bonus.
Well, I think it's a smart strategy by George Washington, because they're down, but they're not down by an insurmountable amount. You want to put just about the right amount of pressure. And if you have to foul because you're not going to give up an easy one, then you do it.
Garns misses
both. And that time
it
worked out.
And here's George Washington off to the races. John L. Fugit behind the back over to Calvin Fugit. Kicks it out left wing. Green for three. Up. No good. Backside board comes down to Ross. And Ross is off to the races. Long pass up the court. Ozor fake. Shot is blocked. And Pierce gets it back. George will counter. Here comes Gervais Green. Green high on the wing. Over to Fugit. Fugit drives. Finger roll. No good. Rebound ripped down by Walton. And we've got a whistle. Spear fouling Walton. And Spear is not happy with the call. And Ross goes up to his teammate Ozor and says, go to the basket strong.
Yeah, he led him with the right pass, and it was an indecisive moment. I think he was hoping for contact and just didn't get it.
2 minutes, 1 second remaining in the 5A state championship. Eagle Crest 47, George Washington 41. And Josh Walton to the line to shoot two, and all of a sudden, Eagle Crest, who as a team shoots the foul shot well, has missed three in a row. Walton, a 61% foul shooter, misses the first of the double bonus. His second one is up and good, making it 48-41.
And you know, with every one of those misses, the next one gets a little bit harder.
It does. Calvin Fugit into the forecourt, over to John L. John L. runner, dumps it off to Pierce, and John L. out of control again. And Josh Walton takes the charge and gets up and shakes his head. He got run over.
I think that the book is out a little bit on John L. Fugit. I mean, he's going to go to the basket hard. And if you're willing to take the impact, you're going to get that charge call.
And he did. And when you get up and shake your head, you know you took the charge. Under 2 minutes, 1:50 to go into the forecourt. You've got Garns, Ross, and Forsberg, the three guards. All can handle the ball and all can shoot foul shots. Garns drives top of the key, hits the ground. That's going to be a traveling. No. No travel called. I love the sportsmanship between these two teams. They are up in each other's faces, but helping each other up off the court. Full timeout on the court. I always thought if you fell, it's a travel automatically because you don't have a pivot foot established.
Well, if he's holding the ball with two hands, but what I saw there is he kept the dribble alive, so I don't know that it was a true travel.
All right, we'll take a quick break, a 30-second timeout, 1:37 remaining in the 5A championship. It's Eagle Crest 47, George Washington 41. This is Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Colorado. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Colorado High School Activities Association and the Colorado Athletic Directors Association.
This is CHSAA Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
Eagle Crest basketball. Forsberg on the inbound to Walton. Cuts straight to the inbounder. Nice job by Walton coming to the inbounder, coming to the basketball. Ross going one-on-one. Ross to the hole. Layup is up. It's blocked, but he draws the contact. That's what Ross does. That is what Colby Ross does. Draws contact. And now he'll go to the line and shoot two with a minute 28 remaining. Eagle Crest 48, George Washington 41. And Eagle Crest, Coach Olander has pulled everyone off the line. He doesn't even want to take a chance on a foul because he knows he's got his best foul shooter on the line. And Ross hits the first, making it 49-41.
I'll tell you what, if this is indeed Coach Olander's last game, he's done a heck of a coaching job.
Without question. 50-41. Eagle Crest leading George Washington with a minute 25 remaining in the 5A championship. Fugit downtown. That was just a bad shot. And Green saves it out of bounds, calling timeout in the air. Long rebound. Green.
Called the timeout as he was going out of bounds.
I thought that was eliminated, or is that just college?
So did Olander.
Yeah, exactly. A minute 21 remaining. I don't like that shot by Fugit.
A little desperate. Felt a little desperate to me.
Yeah, it was about a 25-foot. You could get that shot anytime. Get into your offense, and I think you could get a better shot. But there's a minute 21 remaining. We are at the Denver Coliseum. Glad you're with us tonight on ESPN Denver 1600. Reno Notaro and Doug Ottewell courtside. And checking back in for the first time in a while is Chantrell White. White's got the ball into the lane. A lot of contact. No whistle. Ross has the basketball, and he'll start the break. Colby Ross spins it back out, trying to get to the offense, and George Washington looking the foul. Forsberg, Ross, and Garns in the backcourt, all shooting foul shots very well. And they're going to say a hold called against Ross.
What they're calling there is a little bit of a hand check clear out from Ross.
Yeah.
Pretty minor contact, but they certainly didn't want to give the foul to GW because that would have put Ross on the line and created a pretty big advantage.
The free arm. John L. White drives, dishes inside. Pierce, layup for two. 55 seconds remaining in the 5A championship. 50-43, Eagle Crest leads. And Garns quickly into the forecourt and called on the travel. Garns double-teamed, and no one was there to help him. 49.7 seconds remaining. Don't go anywhere, folks. 49.7 seconds remaining. George Washington basketball. Eagle Crest leading 50-43. Calvin Fugit drives, layup, good. Timeout, George Washington. Fugit goes right to the hole, 50-45, as George has cut it down.
That's a full timeout.
Full timeout on the floor. We'll join him with a full timeout. 42.5 seconds remaining. This is Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
Question. What Denver team is closest to winning a championship? That answer is always up for debate, but the team closest last season was indisputably the Colorado Rapids, and the Rapids are loaded once again in 2017. In the new issue of Mile High Sports, we'll break down exactly why the Rapids will be great this season. It's all in the soccer edition of Mile High Sports. Look for Tim Howard on the cover, or subscribe today at milehighsports.com. Enter the promo code FAN to get $10 off your subscription. That's promo code FAN when you subscribe at milehighsports.com.
Full 42.5 seconds left in the boys 5A state championship game from the Denver Coliseum. The Eagle Crest Raptors 50, George Washington Patriots 45. It'll be Eagle Crest on the inbound, Forsberg and George Washington picking up full court. Basketball, Garns back to Forsberg in some trouble. They need to get it across half court, and that is a timeout called by Eagle Crest just before the 10-second violation with 36 seconds remaining.
I'm telling you, Reno, Olander is coaching his proverbial tail off. I mean, he's had to make a lot of big decisions in this last 2 minutes, and they're all with the idea of keeping the ball.
Timeout on the floor by Eagle Crest. We're going to keep it right here. Want to tell you about Sloan's Tappenburger in Sloan's Lake, just two blocks south of the lake on Raleigh. TappenburgerSloans.com is the website. A new addition to the Sloan's Lake neighborhood. Amazing food, great barbecue, dozens of TVs, and a great place to watch your favorite team play, your favorite college team, and only about a 10-minute walk from Mile High Stadium. So you want to go to a Broncos game? Stop into Sloan's Tappenburger on Raleigh, just south of Sloan's Lake. And here we go, 36 seconds left. Forsberg on the inbound, trying to get it in, gets it to Ross. Ross with the basketball, and George Washington immediately double-teaming. Back up to Forsberg, 30 seconds to go. Ross way up the court to Garns. Garns is just going to hold it, and he is fouled immediately by Ronald Johnson.
Smart play by Garns. He had a chance at a skip pass. He had a chance to kick it back to Ross, but at the end of the day, he decided, you know what, I'm gonna wait right here and take this contact because he knew it was coming.
26.3 seconds remaining. Garns, an 85% foul shooter. He'll step to the line for the double bonus. 50-45, Eagle Crest leading with 26.3 seconds remaining. George Washington led this game at halftime as Garns comes up short.
Oh, those nerves, Reno, with 26 seconds left, just came up a little short.
It gets tighter towards the end. Garn's second foul shot is up and good.
Hey, that's a big shot. Way to step up.
51-45. Fugit quickly into the forecourt. Kicks it out left wing to Green. Long three. That's going to be way short. Ross with the rebound. Stolen away. Put back up and good by White.
Number 14, Chantrell White.
White with the steal underneath the bucket. Lays it up. GW calls timeout, and again, we're going to keep it right here, 51-47. And this game has just been back and forth, so much intensity, such a frenzy defensively, and it's really lived up to everything we thought.
Absolutely, and just a quick note, that is George Washington's final timeout. Eagle Crest has one, which really bodes well for them, because if they get in a bind, they can use that timeout. We've seen Olander, he stored them all night, and he's done a great job of using them. George Washington is out of them, though, so they've got to make something happen right here, and it's probably going to be with the foul if they don't get a quick steal.
16.1 seconds remaining in a just about packed house here at the Denver Coliseum, and a magnificent, wonderful atmosphere in the Mile High City for the boys 5A state championship. Actually, for all four of the games today, it's been just a tremendous atmosphere. It'll be Eagle Crest basketball leading 51-47. Forsberg to inbound. Forsberg running the baseline, quickly gets it into Garns. Garns double team, kills his dribble. Cross court to Forsberg. Forsberg to midcourt, has a man up the court. Down to Walton. Walton lays it in. 5 seconds to go. 53-47. Fugit three-pointer is up. No good. Eagle Crest wins the 5A state championship. 53-47. Raptors hold on in a thriller.
That's one of the best games you'll see, Reno. I mean, just hard-fought game all night long. You hate to see somebody coming up on the losing end of that one, because it was a great one.
Well, if this is Coach Olander's final game, he went out in style. Eagle Crest 53, George Washington 47, and the Raptors are your Colorado 5A boys state champion. We're going to take a break and we will come back. Don't go anywhere. This is such an exciting game, such an incredible finish. Look at the teammates, Garnes and Ross in tears hugging one another. Just amazing leaders in that backcourt. Eagle Crest, the state champs in 5A, 53-47 over George Washington. This is Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.